We've been asked to pray for Terry Johnson, who's in the hospital with a serious infection, and he's been dealing with COVID for a while, and now he has this infection. And then we want to pray for Debbie Gordon, who's been in the hospital most of February. Mm-hmm. I talked to her last night, and she'd gotten to go home for a couple of days, then got sick again, was back in the hospital, and she did get out again yesterday evening. But we want to lift her up in prayer today. And then we have a praise. We've prayed for Larry Payne a number of times over the past several months. He's been hospitalized for months, and I can't remember exactly how long, but several months, just one thing after another. His kidneys had quit, and just, I mean, what happened in the beginning was he had some kind of surgery, and they snipped part of his intestines, and he got an infection. I don't know, just on and on and on and on, one thing after another. Martha posted yesterday, that's his wife, that his kidneys have finally started working, and he's supposed to get to go home today, and he will not have to be on dialysis. So a huge praise for Larry.
Yes.
And then we want to pray for the family of Virginia Wise, who passed into the arms of Jesus just after midnight this morning, or last night, whichever way you want to look at it. She's the mother-in-law of my cousin Janet Wise. So here's your list of to-do, praises, and prayers.
Okay. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for your promises. We thank you for how you are already working, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that there is nothing too hard for you because the price has already been paid by Jesus for these healings and for your touch and your ministry. Lord, and we thank you for the promises in your word. Father, we thank you that we already know that we have the petitions that we desired of you because we are praying according to the will of God. Because, Lord, Jesus bore those stripes on his back for our healing. And, Lord, when you were here on the earth, everybody that came to you and asked for healing, Lord, you touched them and you healed them, and you did not send them away. And Lord, and then, Lord, you bore those stripes on your back for our healing. And Lord, it says, healing is the children's bread. It's the people that know Jesus as their Savior. They are your children, and healing is the children's bread. So, Father, we already know, Lord, that your grace and your mercy and your healing virtue is already touching these people today. Father, we lift up Terry Johnson, who is in the hospital with this serious infection. And, Lord, we know, Father, that he's already suffered from COVID. And now it seems, Lord, that when people have suffered from COVID, Lord, that their body is opened up to other attacks of the enemy. And, Lord, that's what we call them. The attacks on our body are attacks of the enemy on us to sap us of strength and to weaken our faith, Lord. But, Lord, we look to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that just because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you change not, and you cannot deny your word, and you are not a God that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent. If you have spoken it, you're going to do it, Lord. And so, Father, we know, Lord, that when we speak, Lord, we take authority. Lord, you gave us authority over all the works of the devil. And so, Lord, we speak to the enemy today. Father, we speak to Terry Johnson's enemy. And we say, in the name of Jesus, we command you to loose his body. And we command this infection in the name of Jesus to reverse. And Lord, that healing would flow through him, Lord, and drive out all this infection, Lord, and that he would be restored to full strength, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father, because we know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you, and we ask your strength to be made perfect in his weakness. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that Jesus already bore all the sicknesses of COVID and infections and whatever else is wrong with us, Lord. And so we can look to you, and our load will be lightened. Lord, we pray for Debbie Gordon, who has been in the hospital most of February. And Lord, we pray, Father, that we thank you, God, that she's home again. Lord, and we pray, Lord, that you would complete that work, Lord, that you started in her. Bring her out into full strength, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father, that she would not have to ever go back to the hospital because of the situation that she's in, because, Lord, we speak health to her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We speak your strength into her today. Lord, in Jesus' name, your sufficiency and your health. Lord, divine health and divine healing. Lord, you are the greatest physician, Lord. We thank you for our doctors down here, but Lord, sometimes they run into situations that they don't know how to handle, and they say, we've done all we can do. But Lord, you are the great physician. There is nothing too hard for you. You made these bodies in the first place. I know that man-made electronics are not to be compared to your creation. But Lord, even in man-made electronics, it says, do not try to fix this yourself, but ship it back to the original manufacturer. And I often think about that. Lord, you are our original manufacturer. So, Lord, amen. We're going to come to you today, and we're going to lay all of our needs at your feet. And you know how to fix them without fail. You know just exactly how to fix them. And we can trust in you, Lord, with all of our heart. So, Lord, we pray for Larry Payne. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you have been with him and that you have already started working, Lord. His kidneys have started working, and he is getting to go home from the hospital today, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that that you are continually going to strengthen him and bring him back into perfect health, Lord. In Jesus' name, that he would be stronger, Lord, than he was before, Lord. And, Lord, we pray for the family of Virginia Wise. Lord, we thank you that she made it home to be with you, Lord. And we know, Lord, that her race is run and that she's up there enjoying the presence of Jesus and just all the wonders of heaven, Lord. And we, even though we miss her very much, Lord, and it's going to be hard to do without us, Lord, it's not very long till we'll be reunited with her again, if we know you, Lord. And so, Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you would comfort this family, Lord, that you would just put your arms around them and just comfort them, Lord, and the only way that you can, Lord, and strengthen them and help them to get through this time, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, God, that we would not call her back to this earth, to the troubles and trials of this old world. Lord, she's got her race won, and she's entered into her rest. And, Lord, we just thank you for her life. We thank you for the good memories that we had with her, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you would bless her family and be a comfort to them. We give you praise today, Lord, for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. I do want to hear from our sponsors now, and Joshua's Crossing is one of our sponsors. They have allowed us to be in this room for 2.5 years. They bought this building to dedicate it to the work of the Lord, and they have certainly done that, making it available to so many people for different projects, different mission groups, different groups that come to meet to learn more about the Lord. And we just appreciate having this opportunity to be here. Also, Apostle Casey Elliott, his church, Prophetic Voice Ministries, at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. They have Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11, church again at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. And then they have a prayer meeting on Tuesday evenings, and then on Thursday evening they have Bible study again. And so if you don't have a church home, check that out. Now we want to hear from some of our other sponsors. I believe I mentioned early that Prophetic Voice Ministries is our Facebook sponsor today. And I think we're maybe on Facebook finally. We've had all sorts of issues today. I mean, it's just been amazing. We've been off and on. I turned over to our website, therockchristianmusic.com, and was able to listen there. But I know Facebook was on and off because for some reason we didn't have Wi-Fi in here today. Our internet was gone. So anyway, the enemy can't stop the word from going out somehow, somewhere. So if we have to listen to this, you can go back and listen on our website.
Yes.
So now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting.
Oh my, it has certainly been interesting today. I just spoke with Mary while we were having the commercials, and so if we're actually on Facebook this morning now, finally, she's going to come back in Friday, and hopefully we'll have all the little bugs worked out and not have issues on Friday. And share this same lesson with us again Friday, unless the Lord lays something else really strong on her heart. And so just thank you for being patient with us. I mentioned earlier in the program that if you have a praise or a prayer that you want to text in, the text line is 580-485-0837. So, Miss Mary, let's just get back into what you brought today to share with our listeners.
Okay. Well, I have a scripture that I want to read. It's a very encouraging scripture in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. And this talks about how Jesus is going to come back in. And we're going to meet him in the air. Mm. Okay. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, that means that are that have died knowing the Lord, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And so the way that we prepare, of course, to meet Jesus in the air, and or to, like if something were to happen on this earth, I mean like maybe a car accident or something of that nature. I know, you know, that this is, we know this all, most of us know this by heart and everything, but there could be somebody out there listening today that needs to be reminded, and that needs to, maybe we don't know where this message is going. Mm-hmm. And there could be somebody that's listening that's not prepared. So I want to give you the way to be prepared to go to heaven. And it's found in Romans 10, 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so what we do is we pray and we talk to God just like he was our best friend, because really he is. He's not only our God. I mean, that just blows my mind away. That here I'm just a person in Elk City, Oklahoma. I don't know very many people. I don't know any people that I know of that have a lot of money or a lot of prestige that could help me, put me in contact with certain contacts. You know, I know God, but I don't know any human people like that. But my God knows my name.
That's right.
And he wants to have a personal relationship with me. And that just blows my mind to think, you know. And he loves every person on the face of the earth the same. He says, there's no respecter of persons with me. I want to have a relationship with everybody. I made it where everybody could go to heaven. Mm-hmm. And I could be their friend.
You know, Mary, when you said that you don't know a lot of people with money and this and that and things like that, but you know God, I was thinking about how one time when you came, we were still at the radio station, and you had an issue with the brakes on your car, and while you didn't know the solution for sure, Gabe was able to get your car over to the repair shop, and they fixed the brakes, and best I remember, they didn't charge for that. So you don't have to know everybody. God makes the connections for you when there is a need.
That's
true?
Right. True. That's true. And so, anyway, so he is our best friend, you know, and he takes care of us.
He has
all the connections, like Neva says. And and I know, you know, most people know how to pray, but every once in a while we'll run across somebody that just doesn't really know how to pray. So I'm going to pray a prayer, and if you do not know the Lord, or if you need to maybe renew your acquaintance with him or something, you can pray this with me, or you can pray out of your own heart. You know, and so, Father God, I come to you confessing my sins and all of my shortcomings, Lord, to you. And I ask you to forgive me, Lord, for anything that is not pleasing to you. And Lord, I'm so thankful that your word says that you will wash all of my sins away. And you will cover them because of the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, I ask you to come into my heart and cleanse me. And Lord, I want to live for you. Lord, make me that new person that you promised. You said, Lord, when we come to you, you make us into a new creature. You change us on the inside. It's a supernatural work that God does for us to make us a new creature. And we don't want, well, sometimes we have a little bit of trouble laying down some things that have attached themselves to our life. If we have different addictions of some things, and the enemy continually tries, but Lord, we have victory through you, and you can deliver us, and you can set us free from those things. And Lord, we want to live for you. We want to please you. We want to grow in you, Father. And we ask you to do that for us, Lord. We ask you to give us understanding and to give us strength to overcome and be real close to us, Lord, and teach us. Teach us what we need to know to how to walk in victory, Lord. You're a gracious God, and you make your grace available to us. You make your strength available to us, Lord. And Lord, we don't know how you do it, but Lord, you walk alongside of us, Lord, and you just help us to overcome. And we thank you, Father, for it. We thank you, Lord, because you do things for us, Lord, that we couldn't do for ourselves. And we have to keep our eyes on you. And Lord, we have to talk to you and ask you to help us. And Lord, you're right there to do it. And we just praise you for, Lord, I thank you for the privilege of knowing you. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of you being my personal God. And we want to serve you, Lord. And we thank you because you're going to teach us what we need to know. In Jesus' name. Father, I just pray, Lord, right now that you would open people's understanding. Lord, open their spiritual understanding, Lord, that when they read the Word of God, Father, I pray that you would give them an understanding of what that word means, Lord. There are many versions of the Bible, Lord, and there's versions that are maybe more clearer. Lord, I'm thinking about, I love the Amplified Bible because I can, and I do read the King James Version, but Lord, sometimes the King James Version has things in a way that would cause you to say, what does that mean? But Lord, when I go to the Amplified Bible, it explains it right there. And so it gives a wonderful teaching and wonderful light on the real in-depth meaning of those scriptures, Lord. And we don't have to wonder as much what things mean. And Lord, then when we go to church, then we can hear the preached word of God and further explanation of your word comes to us in teaching. And Lord, as we are diligent to do these things and to talk to you every day and to get into your word and to stay close to you, you just come in and you just cause us to, you bring understanding to our spirits where we know how to what, and the courage and the strength, Lord, that you give us to live this Christian life. Without you, Lord, the word says without you we can do nothing, but through you we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And you make us to be more than a conqueror through what Jesus did on the cross. He paid the price in full, and Lord, we come to you with all of our needs, and you just fix us. Lord, and you never send us a repair bill. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. I remember one time somebody called me and wanted to sell me some insurance, and I said, you know, I've got the best doctor, and I've got the best insurance plan. And they said, who is it? And I said, his name is Jesus.
Amen.
His name is Jesus. And so his blessings make rich and adds no sorrow. So I just encourage you today. Look to the cross, and he will encourage your heart.
That is right. I did post on our Facebook. It's been off and on this morning. It shows we've been on for 55 minutes, but yet it would show that it was not on, and I don't know what was going on. But I've asked Miss Mary to come back in on Friday and to share this message again, unless the Lord just really lays something else on her heart that day, because I know that it was. We had a good audience in the beginning, and people kind of gave up because it was just off and on and off and on. I believe it will be over on our website, therockchristianmusic.com, in a little bit. It seems that it was recording in here, so we'll see about that. But anyway, have a blessed day from me, Neva, from Monica, from Miss Mary. We sure do love you, and we appreciate you, and we pray for our listeners and the many people that ask us to pray for them on a regular basis. So we will see you back in here tomorrow. Pastor Dwight is supposed to be in tomorrow on the Hour of Power. So tune in again at 9 o'clock and continue to keep us in your prayers that we can get rid of all the technical difficulties that the enemy wants to throw a monkey wrench in the middle of this program. We know that's why it happens like it does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.